Hello and welcome to the first official game of 2005 here on Pro Yaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay. I'll be your host this afternoon as the Chibolote Marines host the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles at Chiba Marine Stadium. We're still a couple minutes away from game time. Some paragliders are now gliding into the stadium as Naoyuki Shimizu takes the mound to do his warm-up pitches. I'm currently trying to pull up the starting lineups. Let's see if Yahoo has them. Still no starting lineups. Ah! This is rather frustrating. Kaneda Shoichi is taking the mound to throw out the ceremonial first pitch at Chiba Marine Stadium. He's walking out there. He's former Lotte Orion. He takes the mound in the suit with glove and ball. He looks in, throws out the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike. Nice throw. The fans out at Chiba Marine on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, I'll give them a big rounding applause. And Kaneda throws the ball up into the stands for a souvenir. Now Shimizu continues a few warm-up pitches. Fukuda is at first, Hori at second. Kosaka is starting at short. Inoue in left. Benny in center. And right is new foreign player. I'm not exactly sure who that is. Here we are. Let's start off with the Golden Eagles. For the Golden Eagles, Sekikawa is going to be leading off, playing left field. Takasu bats second, playing second, and that's as far as I got. Okay, Shimizu is now ready. Sekigawa up to bat. The first pitch is swung on and lifted to the left side. It's high and deep, but not deep enough. Inoue makes the catch in front of the warning track for out number one. One out. Okay. One pitch, one out. Next up to bat. Let's see. The first pitch to the next batter is taken low and away for a ball. Shimizu's next pitch is swung on and fouled away to the right side. One ball, one strike. Takasu is the better. He takes the next pitch, low for ball two. Shimizu looks in again for his sign, has it, goes into his windup, and the pitch is swung on and hit to the right side, through into right field for a base hit. The right fielder is up with it, throws the ball back, and Takasu is held to a long single. Okay, next up we have left-handed hitter, number 61, Kawaguchi. Kawaguchi comes up with a runner at first base and one out. Shimizu pitching from the stretch now. Throws, first pitch is in the dirt, bounces to Shiozaki, who blocks the ball, keeps it in front of him, and holds the runner. That's ball one. Kawaguchi stands in again. Shimizu gets a sign, sets, and delivers. Ball called, strike one on the outside corner. And the next pitch is taken inside for ball two. One strike, two balls. Iwakuma is warming up in the bullpen on the third base side. And the next pitch by Shimizu is swung on and missed right down the middle. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. And Shimizu sits again. He's ready. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains, two balls and two strikes. The next pitch is swung on and also fouled away to the right side. Count remains, 2-2. And Shimizu sets up again. The delivery is taken inside and low. Ball three. The full count pitch. The full count pitch from Shimizu. And he stops and takes a look at first. And why do I hear music and not baseball? Shimizu fouls, Shimizu misses with the next pitch. This isn't good. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball one. Oh, and the next pitch hits the batter. Lopez is hit right in the stomach. He doesn't look very happy, but he heads on up the first base line. Coach comes out, or trainer comes out and has a little talk with him. He shakes his head. He says he's okay. And so, after Takasu had a one-out base hit, Kawaguchi drew a base on balls, and now Lopez is hit by the second pitch from Shimizu to load the bases. Shimizu is in a big pitch right now. Next batter takes strike one on the inside part of the plate. And the next pitch is grounded just foul of the third baseline. This is Yamasaki up to bat now. And Yahoo finally has the order for me. Okay. Shimizu's third pitch is fouled away. Count remains two strikes, no balls. Shimizu is set. The delivery is taken in the dirt. Ball one. Next pitch is just outside and swung on and missed by Yamasaki. Strikeout. Okay, that'll bring up Isobe. He was batting 304 during last season. Shimizu's first pitch is fouled off to the left side by the left-handed batter. Strike one. And Shimizu is set again. The pitch taken on the outside part of the corner. On the outside corner, strike two. Shimizu has a sign. He's set. And the delivery taken. Oh, good pitch! Called ball one. Oh! That was an awful good pitch to take. Okay, Shimizu will have to do it again. He's set. And the pitch taken on the just inside. Ball two. Isobe takes a couple practice swings, steps back into the left-handed batter's box. Shimizu is set. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three! That retires the side. But Shimizu really had to get himself out of a big pinch there, as the Duck 10 Golden Eagles had bases loaded with only one out. Just to see Shimizu strike the next two batters out. At the end of half an inning, the Duck 10 Golden Eagles failed to score. Okay, going into the bottom of the first inning, Kosaka leads off. Iwakuma is on the mound for the Tohoku Duck 10 Golden Eagles. Iwakuma winds, throws, his first pitch is taken high and inside. Ball one. Iwakuma winds up again, His second offering to Kosaka. Kosaka fakes a bunt and takes strike one. The next pitch, Kosaka lays down a nice bunt up third base side, but Lopez lets it go foul. Kosaka will have to come back and do it again. Kosaka steps back into the left side, left-handed batter's box. Iwakuma's next offering is swung on and missed, and Kosaka goes down swinging. That'll bring up third baseman Hori. No, second baseman Hori, sorry. Iwakuma's jerky delivery is called low, ball one. Iwakuma said again, the next pitch taken inside, ball two. Iwakuma has one of those two-step motion, really jerky. He winds and with his foot in the air, pauses a couple of times, and then delivers. Next pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. And the fourth pitch is grounded back up the middle. And shortstop Sakai gets a glove on the ball, but the ball bounces to the off his glove and toward the right field, right-hand side. It's finally fielded by first baseman Kawaguchi, and Hori is on base with... is it a single or is it an error? It could be ruled either way. It was a really hard get for... Sakai there. Nonetheless, the Marines have their first base runner, and Fukuda comes up to bat. The first pitch to Fukuda is taken low and away, ball one. Iwakuma is set. Next pitch is fouled off to the left-hand side. That evens the count at 1-1. I'd like to apologize for the beginning of this game. I thought I was broadcasting, but apparently I was only broadcasting music. I'll give a recap of the top of the first after this half inning. Iwakuma is set, and he throws the ball over to first base. Not really a strong effort to get the batter, just trying to chase him back. Iwakuma is set again. This time he delivers to the plate. It's swung on and grounded to the left side. Sakai throws the ball to Takasu at second for one, and the relay to first is in plenty of time for an inning-ending double play. That retires the side, and after one complete inning, we have no score. Now, to recap for what happened in the first top of the first inning, Sekigawa led off by flying out to the warning track in left field on the first pitch of the game. Takasu followed with a line drive base hit. Well, it was kind of a liner right through the right-hand side of the infield for a single. Kawaguchi, after battling a couple of pitches off, drew a base on balls on full count. Lopez followed by being hit in the stomach, maybe just the left side, by the ball, and that loaded the bases with one out for the Docton Golden Eagles. But Shimizu settled down and struck out Yamazaki and Isobe in order to retire the side without giving up a run. The bottom of this first saw Kosaka strike out. Hori reached on what I think was an error by the shortstop, and then Benny hit into an inning-ending double play. Shimizu's first pitch to Sakai was taken for strike one, and the next pitch was fouled back, and we have two quick strikes on Sakai. Shimizu goes into his windup again. Third pitch taken just inside. Ball one. The fourth delivery is taken on the outside corner. Called strike three. That's three strikeouts in a row by Shimizu. Next up is catcher Fuji. Fuji swinging at the first pitch and fouls the ball off the other way to the right-hand side for the right-handed batter. Shimizu in the windup again. The next delivery is taken low and away. Ball one. And again, the pitch swung on and lifted to the left-hand side. Kosaka goes out. Inoue was coming in. Kosaka didn't think he was going to get to it, then put on the gas and made the overhead catch. Great catch by Kosaka in shallow center field. Benny, Inoue, and Kosaka were all coming together there in shallow center, and Kosaka managed to get the ball. That's two-way. And now number nine batter, former Yakult Swallow, Ida, comes up. The first pitch was taken low and away. Second pitch taken inside, and we have two quick balls on Ida. The third pitch is grounded to third base. Third baseman Imae throws the ball to first, and the side is retired in order. Okay, and now we're going to the bottom of the second inning. Benny stands in to face Iwakuma. Iwakuma goes into his windup. The delivery is taken up high, ball one. And Iwakuma winds up again, jerks a couple of times, the delivery is fouled off to the right-hand side. First baseman Kawaguchi gives chase, but the ball hits the fence just above the Chibolote Marines' dugout. Iwakuma looks in, gets a sign, goes into the herky-jerky windup. The delivery is swung on and hit to grounded to the right-hand side, but foul. Iwakuma sets up again, winds up, the delivery is swung on and grounded to the left-hand side. Sakai bobbles the ball a little bit, but picks it up and throws the ball to first in time for the out. That will bring up Pascucci. Pascucci is playing right this afternoon, and he takes Iwakuma's first pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Vespucci is way back in the back of the batter's box, almost as far away from the plate as he can get. He takes the next pitch, low and away, ball one. Iwakuma's windup, the delivery on the outside part of the plate, fouled off behind the plate for strike two. Iwakuma goes into his windup. Still in his windup, and the delivery, way outside, ball two. Two and two. The windup, the pitch, swung on and fell back. Count remains, two and two. Iwakuma winds. The delivery is swung on and missed. Strike three. For the second out of the inning. That will bring up Franco. The third of this foreign trio in Lotte's batting order. Iwakuma winds. The pitch is taken right down the middle. Strike one. Iwakuma has a sign. The windup, the delivery is taken. Good pitch. Strike two on the inside corner. Iwakuma again takes the first sign he's given. The delivery is taken low and in. Ball one. Both pitchers have been very agreeable with their catchers. I haven't seen any of them shake off a sign yet. The next pitch is taken. Strike three. Nice pitching by Iwakuma. And the Marines are retired in order. Last two on strikes. After two complete, we have no score. Okay, Shimizu is back up on the mound. And he'll be facing leadoff batter Sekikawa. The first pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side. Shimizu winds up, delivers, swung on and missed on the inside corner, strike two. Shimizu, the wind up again. Sekigawa swings at the inside pitch and hits it the other way toward left, but Imae jumps and makes a great stab at the ball, catching it for the out. That brings up Takasu. Takasu had the first base hit of the game. A single to right, his first at bat. He takes up high for ball one. The second pitch is lined into center, and it bounces in front of Benny. Benny is up with it, throws the ball in, as Takasu slides into second with a double. That's the second hit of the game for Rakuten. And both of them were by Takasu. Next up is Kawaguchi. Kawaguchi worked the count full, fouled off a couple, and drew a base on balls. His first at bat. Takasu takes his lead. The first pitch is lined, going deep to right. Going. It's off the wall. Benny fields the ball, throws it in to the cutoff man as Takasu comes home to score. Kawaguchi has an RBI double, and Nocton scores first. Kawaguchi puts both arms up in the air at second in celebration. And that'll bring up Lopez, who was hit by the pitch, his first at bat. Shimizu set, the delivery is taken on the outside corner for strike one. Shimizu set, delivers just outside. Lopez checks the swing for ball one. Shimizu takes a while looking at the runner at second. The delivery is hit up the middle. Just past Shimizu, but fielded by Hori, who throws to first for the force. And Kawaguchi moves to third on the play. That's the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Yamasaki, former Chunichi Dragon. And he takes inside corner, strike one. The next pitch, way up high, ball one. Shimizu is set. The delivery taken just low. Ball two. Shimizu is set again. The delivery is swung on and lined to the left side, and the ball bounces in front of Inoue. Base hit. Kawaguchi scores. Nakuten takes a 2-0 lead. So now with Yamasaki at first, two down, that'll bring up Isobe. Nakuten now having a 2-0 lead. Isobe takes the pitch. I think it missed. The second delivery is taken for a strike. That brings the count to 1-1. Shimizu is set again. And he turns to throw to first, but Yamasaki takes off. And Yamasaki is caught in between first and second. Shimizu runs toward him, runs him back toward first. Once the ball is thrown toward first, Yamasaki takes off to second and is touched out for the final out of the inning. But not before a pair of doubles and an RBI single put two eagles across the plate. going to the bottom of the third now. Ducton has taken a 2-0 lead. Iwakuma finishes up his warm-up pitches on the mound, and he'll be facing Satozaki to lead off. Iwakuma winds up, and the pitch is taken. Strike one, just in the upper part of the strike zone. The next pitch is taken up high. No, called strike two. And the third pitch with the catcher set up way outside. Ooh! Iwakuma came, looked like it was just over the outside corner, but called ball one. That's probably the catcher's fault there for setting up way outside. The fourth pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side into the stands and out of play. Iwakuma set up again. The delivery. Broken bat. Hit back up the middle into center. And the Marines have their first base hit of the evening. Of the afternoon. That bat was broken in about three places there. Or into three pieces. That'll bring up left fielder Inoue. Iwakuma is now pitching from the stretch. The first delivery is taken inside for ball one. Inoue is set up again. And first we'll have a throw to first. Not in time. Inoue wiggles his bat around. The delivery is taken low and inside. Ball two. That's the most balls Iwakuma has pitched to any batter so far this evening. I mean this afternoon. It's not evening. In fact, it's a very beautiful day today. The next pitch taken, ball three. And Iwakuma is in the hole. No strikes, three balls. And so we do it again. Iwakuma sets the delivery way up and away. And Inoue is walked on four straight pitches. That'll bring up third baseman Imae. Right-handed batter Imae is in. Iwakuma looks the batter on second. Imae lays down a bunt to the third base side. Iwakuma's only play is to first. He throws there. The runner is out. The batter is out. The two runners advance on the sacrifice. That's the first out of the inning. And we go back to the top of the order in Kosaka. Kosaka struck out swinging his first at bat. We have runners at first and, or second and third. One out. Iwakuma is set. The delivery. And home plate umpire says Kosaka swung at that. Strike one. Kosaka failed to check his swing. Iwakuma taking his time. The next pitch is fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play into the upper decks. Iwakuma is set again. The delivery. Kosaka checks his swing. Third base umpire agrees. Ball one. Iwakuma is set again, has a sign, checks runner again, the delivery, low and inside, in the dirt. Fuji had a hard time finding the ball there, but it was right below his feet. The count is now 2-2 on Kosaka. Iwakuma's pace is really slowing down. The crowd is chanting, Kosaka! Kosaka! And the delivery! Grounded to the right-hand side! First baseman fields the ball. Goes over. First baseman fields the ball, takes the ball to the bag himself, then throws to second as the runner from second was on his halfway to third. The runner from third broke. The throw home is in time, And the side is retired. Looked they had a big chance there, but some bad base running blew it for them. At the end of three complete, the Ducton Golden Eagles lead by a score of 2-0. Shimizu remains on the mound for Lotte. The first batter he'll face is Isobe, who was at the plate when Yamasaki got picked off at the end of last inning. And Isobe is swinging at the first pitch and lifts it to the left side. But Inoue comes in and makes the catch. That's one quick out for Shimizu. That'll bring up Sakai. Sakai watches the first pitch go outside, ball one. The next pitch is taken in the upper part of the strike zone for strike one. And Shimizu, working quickly, next delivery is grounded right back at him. He stabs the ball with his glove, and Yukuri, very slowly, tosses the ball to first for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up catcher Fuji. The first pitch to Fuji is up and inside for ball one. And the second delivery taken on the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next pitch, fouled away. Strike two. Fuji popped out to Kosaka in center field his first at bat. And the next pitch, grounded high bounder that Shimizu has to jump for. Shimizu has the ball, and taking his time, throws on to first. For the second, pitcher ground out in a row, and that retires the side. So, for Ducton in the fourth, they go down in order. At the end of 3.5, the score remains Ducton Eagles 2, Chibolote Marines nothing. And now we're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Second baseman Hori will lead off against Iwakuma. Iwakuma is ready on the mound. The windup, the double kick, and the delivery is called. Strike one on the outside corner. The second pitch is swung on the inside pitch. The inside pitch is swung on and pulled foul along the third base side. That's strike two. Iwakuma is ready again. He goes into his windup. The delivery is taken just outside. Ball one. And the fourth pitch is taken. Strike three called on the outside corner. That's one away. Next up is first baseman Fukuda. The left-hand batter takes first pitch low and inside, ball one. Iwakuma into his windup. The next pitch taken inside, ball two. And the third delivery is swung on and grounded to the right side. Kawaguchi makes a diving stop on the ball. Tosses to the second baseman covering first, and Fukuda is out. Sorry, that's the pitcher covering first. Second baseman was behind him. That brings up the cleanup batter, Benny. The first pitch taken low and away, ball one. Benny grounded out to short, his first at bat. Iwakuma's second delivery is taken on the outside corner for strike one. Iwakuma's ready again. The next delivery, taken, just misses outside, ball two. And the next pitch, swung on and missed. Nice change up on the outside. That evens the count at 2-2. Everybody's ready again. The windup, the pitch, taken. Nice pitch. Called strike three. Well over the plate, just on the outside of midway. The Marines go down 1-2-3 for the third time in four innings. And after four complete, they continue to trail 2-0. Okay, welcome back. And going to the fifth inning, Shimizu remains on the mound. Shimizu's first pitch to number 9 batting Ida is taken for strike one. Shimizu wastes no time. The next delivery is taken. Just misses low, maybe? For ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. And the third pitch is grounded to the left side. Kosaka fields the ball cleanly. His throw to first is in plenty of time. And we have out number one. That brings us back to the top of the order in Sekigawa. Shimizu's first pitch to him is lined deep to right. But going back in right is Pascucci. And in front of the warning track, makes the catch for a long out. That'll bring up Takasu. Takasu has two hits for the afternoon so far. A single in the first and a double in the third. The double in the third is what got the run started. He became the Eagles' first franchise run. Shimizu's working quickly, and we have a one strike, two ball count. The fourth pitch is lined to right field. Pascucci goes back, and in front of the warning track, makes the catch and tosses the ball into the Lotte fans in right field. That's the third out. As the Eagles go down in order for the third time, second in a row. At the end of four and a half, the Eagles continue to lead 2-0. The Marines will send up numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Pascucci, Franco, and Satozaki in the fifth inning, trailing 2-0. Iwakuma from the windup. The pitch is taken high, ball one. Pascucci stands in again. Iwakuma's second delivery is check swing fouled away for strike one. Iwakuma into the delivery. Taken for called strike two. The two strike, one ball pitch is taken just low and away. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Iwakuma's ready again, into the windup, and the delivery is swung on and missed, strike three. Nice changeup by Iwakuma to get past Gucci swinging. That'll bring up Franco with one down and nobody on. Left-handed batter Franco struck out watching the ball his first at bat. He takes low and away for ball one. Iwakuma's second delivery is popped up. Shortstop Sakai calls the ball and makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Satozaki. Satozaki had a base hit his first at bat. The first and only for Lotte. He takes ball one, low and away. The second pitch is taken for ball two. First base umpire says that Satozaki checked his swing. Iwakuma's ready again. The windup, the delivery taken on the outside corner for strike one. Iwakuma's in the windup again. And the fourth pitch taken inside, ball three. One strike, three balls. And we can do it again. The next delivery is taken on the outside corner. That brings the count full. Two strikes, three balls. With two outs and nobody on. The full count pitch is fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. Iwakuma will have to do it again. The next pitch is taken way up high, ball four. That's the second base on balls given up by Iwakuma this afternoon. Next up is Inoue. The first pitch to Inoue is taken outside, ball one. Iwakuma's having trouble finding the strike zone. Iwakuma looks in, The windup, the pitch, taken up and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Iwakuma is set again. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Iwakuma, set again, looks at the runner, delivers to the plate, taken by Inoue on the outside part of the plate, called strike two, that evens the count at 2-2. Before we have a 2-2 pitch, Iwakuma throws over to first to hold the runner close. Satozaki's back in plenty of time. And we'll do it again. The 2-2 pitch is grounded up the middle. It's going through. Base hit. Satozaki kicks second. He heads into third and is sliding in with no throw. Now, Inoue is caught in a rundown between first and second. And he's touched out. But what about Satozaki? Did he make it home or not? No, he did not make it home. Inoue caught between first and second for the third out of the inning. The Marines had another great scoring chance, but failed to get a runner across at the end of five complete. The Duckton Golden Eagles continue to lead 2-0. The score is currently 2-0 in favor of the Ducton Golden Eagles as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Kawaguchi will lead off for Ducton. We had a good long break there so that I could talk to the Little League mom as my son just got back from Little League practice. Whew. So many things to do, so little time. Kawaguchi had hit a RBI double his last at-bat. He takes Shimizu's first pitch inside for ball one here in the sixth inning. The second pitch is grounded up the right-hand side. It's fielded behind the bag by Fukuda, who takes the ball to the bag himself. And we have one out. That'll bring up Lopez. Lopez was hit by a pitch his first at bat and grounded out to second, his second. Shimizu into the windup. The pitch taken. Called strike one. The second delivery taken low and away for ball one. Shimizu has the sign, into the windup, and the pitch is swung on, lifted to the right-hand side, and hits the backstop behind home plate for a foul ball. Two strikes, one ball. Shimizu delivers. The ball taken up and away. Ball two. Two and two. And the fifth pitch is fouled back and out of play. Count remains 2-2 to Luis Lopez. Shimizu's next delivery is popped up to the infield. Calling for it is Fukuda in foul territory, and he makes the catch in front of the first base coach's box for the second out. We have two quick outs here in the sixth, and next up is Yamasaki. Yamasaki has struck out and singled to left. And here he's swinging at the first pitch, grounds the ball to Kosaka, left of the second base bag, who throws on to first, and the side is retired in order. Shimizu has been pretty much perfect since that fateful third inning. At the end of 5.5, the Eagles continue to lead 2-0. For the bottom of the sixth inning, it'll be number 9 batter Imae leading off for the Chivalote Marines. Imae takes a couple of swings, steps into the batter's box. Imae hit a sacrifice bunt his first at bat. He's swinging at the first pitch, and he fouls the ball off and out of play to the right-hand side. Iwakuma into the windup, and the delivery, ball inside. To the right-hand batter. Iwakuma into the windup again. The third delivery is grounded to the right-hand side, but pretty much right at Takasu at second base, who fields the ball cleanly, throws to first for the first out of the inning. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Kosaka. Kosaka is 0 for 2 so far. He's struck out swinging and grounded to the first baseman. The first pitch to Kosaka is taken low for ball one. The next pitch is grounded to the right-hand side. First baseman does not field the ball cleanly. He drops the ball. Kawaguchi dropped the ball, kicking it into foul territory, and Kosaka ran right past him and passed the bag for to get on base on the error. That puts a very speedy runner at first base. Kosaka had been stealing quite a few bases during OpenSim this year, which is a very good sign as he was formerly the stolen base champion. He'd really tailed off in the stolen base department the past few years, though. Hori steps in. Iwakuma looks at Kosaka before delivering. The ball is lined up the middle, but Takasu grabs the ball on the line drive just behind the second base bag. The throw to first is not in time to get Kosaka, who got back really quickly. That ball should have gone through. Oh! That hurt. The brakes just haven't been going Lotte's way this afternoon. Next up is number 3 batting first baseman Fukuda. But first, we'll have a throw to first base to hold Kosaka close. Kosaka dove back in plenty of time. Iwakuma, now shaking his catcher off a couple of times, has a sign he wants, and throws to first again. Iwakuma again. Set. Comes to the plate this time. Ball misses down low. Ball one. Iwakuma set again. Taking a really long time. Now comes to the plate. And it's called strike on the upper part of the plate. That evens the count at 1-1. Iwakuma has the sign again. Is set. Looks at first again. The delivery to the plate is swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side. That brings the count to 2 strikes. 1 ball. Left-handed batter Fukuda stands in again. Iwakuma looks in for a sign, says yes, sets, looks at first, throws to first, Kosaka back in head first, and plenty of time still. Kosaka takes his lead, Iwakuma looks in. Sets. Why don't I hear anything? We're going really slow here. Iwakuma's really nervous with the speedy Kosaka at first. He looks at Kosaka again. Kosaka breaks on the 2-2 pitch, which is fouled off. And before we get another pitch, we have another throw to first base. Iwakuma's really nervous about Kosaka there, even though he has 2 outs. Iwakuma gets a sign, sets, looks at Kosaka. Throws with Kosaka on the run. The ball is grounded through the right-hand side. But Takasu fields the ball deep in right field. Throws the ball to first. And he's out, out, out. That retires the Marines. That retires the Marines in the sixth inning. And after 6 complete, they continue to trail 2-0. They're showing the great play by Takasu to field that ball in shallow right field and throw Fukuda out to end the last inning on the TV. And to lead off the seventh inning for Rakuten is Isobe, and he takes pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Shimizu is still on the mound for Lotte. Shimizu winds up, throws a one bounder, grabbed by Satozaki. Satozaki has the ball changed. Shimizu's next delivery is fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play for strike two. Two strikes, one ball to Isobe. And Isobe fouls off the next delivery right into Satozaki's mask. So he stays alive there. Isobe is ready again. Shimizu's windup. The delivery swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the 10th out in a row for Shimizu since the, what was it? Fourth inning? The first pitch to Sasaki is swung on and missed. Strike one. Next pitch is swung on and hit to the right-hand side, and it bounces in for a base hit. Benny comes up with it in right center, but not before Sakai is standing at second base with a stand-up double. That's the first base runner that the Eagles have had since their big third inning, where they had two doubles and a single to rack up a run, to rack up two runs. Next up is Fuji, and he takes out and away for ball one. Sakai takes his lead to second. Shimizu looks at him, delivers to the plate. Taken for a strike on the outside corner. Evens the count at 1-1. Shimizu steps off the rubber, as he's not happy with Satozaki's signs, or they're getting crossed up. And again, actually it looks like Kosaka is running over to cover second. The next pitch is popped up into foul territory. Satozaki runs for the ball behind home plate, and he makes the catch just in front of the back net. That's the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Ida with runner at second and two down now. The right-hand batter has grounded out to third and grounded out to short so far this game. He takes the first pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Shimizu looks in, gets the sign, checks the runner again. The delivery to the plate is outside. Ball one, that evens the count at 1-1. The next pitch is lifted to the left-hand side, but Inoue comes in and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Ducton got a runner as far as second base, but have nothing to show for it. At the end of 6.5, Ducton Eagles continue to lead the Chibolote Marines 2-0. Going to the bottom of the seventh, Lotte will be sending up Benny, Pascucci, and Franco, the three big cleanup hitters. Benny so far today has grounded out to short and struck out watching. He takes Iwakuma's first pitch, lifting it way up high, but back behind home plate. Fuji goes back and makes the catch, and we have one out on one pitch. That'll bring up Pascucci. Pascucci has struck out swinging twice against Iwakuma so far. It takes a while to get used to that double motion. He's swinging at the first pitch and he grabs the ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit. Lotte really needs some base runners, and they need some runs. They've had a number of base runners, they just haven't been able to get anybody across the plate yet. So it's up to Franco here to bring Pascucci around. Previous two batters have been swinging at the first pitch. Franco also swinging at the first pitch. Grabs the ball to the right-hand side. Takasu fields the ball, tosses underhand to first for the force on Franco, while Pascucci goes to second. So, Lotte has a runner in scoring position now with two down. And catcher Satozaki coming up to the plate. Iwakuma fakes the throw to second. That gets Pascucci back. Now Pascucci takes the lead again. Iwakuma looks in, gets a sign, is set. The delivery taken low and away. Satozaki checks the swing. Iwakuma looks in again, agrees to the sign, and is set. The delivery to the plate, taken down the middle, strike one. Iwakuma is set again. Looks at second, delivers to the plate, ball taken low. I think Fuji wanted that call. Iwakuma set again. The delivery taken inside and high, ball three. One strike, three balls. Iwakuma set again, looks at Pascucci, throws to the plate, the ball is hit, back up the middle. Ida runs in and cannot make the shoestring catch, the ball one bounce to him. Pascucci rounds third, heads home, scores. Satozaki has an RBI base hit to center. Lotte has their first run of the game. Lotte now only trails 1-2. With runner up first, number 8 batting Inoue coming to the plate. There's a powwow on the mound. Ono, pitching coach, goes out to have a word with Iwakuma. I wish that I win. Ono and the rest of the infield are done speaking with Iwakuma about what strategy to have to get out of this inning. We have two down, runner at first. Otsuka is coming in to pinch run for Satozaki. The first pitch to Inoue is swung on and missed. Strike one. Ball way up high. Iwakuma set, the next delivery, taken on the outside corner, strike two. There's the throw to first. Pinch runner Otsuka is back. Iwakuma is set. Looks over to first again. And the pitch is swung on and grounded to the right-hand side. But, no, not grounded. Lined right at Takasu at second base. And that retires the side. The side is retired. But not before Lotte put up one run on the board. So, after seven completes, Chiba Lotte now trails by only one, 2-1. Hashimoto comes in to catch this inning after Satozaki was pinch run for. The first pitch by Shimizu this inning And leadoff batter Sekigawa fakes a, well, attempts to bunt, but misses. Strike one. Shimizu into the windup. The delivery is swung on and grounded back to Shimizu, who fields the ball cleanly, throws to first, and we have one down. That brings up Takasu, who has made a couple of really great plays this afternoon. Not only that, but he's singled and doubled so far this game, as well as popped out to the right. He takes the first pitch for strike one. The second delivery is grounded right back to Shimizu, who throws to first for the second pitcher Goto in a row. Two down. That'll bring up Kawaguchi. Kawaguchi had an RBI double, his second at bat this afternoon. Otherwise, he's walked and grounded out to first. The first pitch to Kawaguchi is taken on the outside corner for strike one. The second delivery is taken low and away, ball one. Shimizu gets his sign. End of the windup, and the pitch is taken. Nice pitch, down the middle, strike two. Count is now two strikes, one ball to Kawaguchi. Shimizu's fourth offering is taken, just missing outside. Two balls and two strikes. The fifth pitch by Shimizu is swung on and missed. Strike three. And the Eagles go down in order yet again this afternoon. So the Eagles get another big goose egg in the eighth inning box. And going to the bottom of the eighth, continue to lead 2-1. number 9 Battery Maya leads off the 8th inning. Leads off the bottom of the 8th inning for the Chibolote Marines. Iwakuma has now thrown 97 pitches so far this game, giving up 2 walks, striking out 6, and allowing 5 hits. With just 1 error committed behind him, I guess that means that error in the first was counted as a base hit. The first pitch to Imae is check swing, fouled off to the right-hand side. The next pitch by Iwakuma is swung on and missed. Strike 2. Imae in a hole now. Iwakuma into the windup. The pitch is grounded up the middle. Just left of the second base bag, fielded by Sakai, who throws on to first for the out. One away. That'll bring up Kosaka. The top of the Lotte batting order. Iwakuma looks in and gets the sign, says yes. Kosaka reached base his last at bat on an error by the first baseman. And he takes first pitch for a ball. No strikes, 1 ball. Iwakuma's next delivery is swung on, fouled into the dirt, and hits the mask of Fuji behind the plate. Fuji throws the ball out as the umpire throws Iwakuma a new ball. Iwakuma into the windup, the pitch, high and away, ball 2. Iwakuma again, winds up, delivers, and the ball is fouled off and out of play to the left-hand side. So, with the count 2-2, Iwakuma winds up. The pitch is up and away, ball 3. That brings the count full to Kosaka. So, Shobu pitch. Iwakuma into the windup. The delivery is up and away, ball 4. Kosaka reaches first base on a base on balls, and that'll bring up second baseman Hori with 1 out. 40 so far. This game has reached on an infield hit, which I called an error, but the official scorer called a hit. Has struck out looking and lined out to a great catch by second baseman Takasa back behind the second base bag. But before he gets a pitch, Iwakuma throws over to first. Kosaka's back standing up. Hori fakes a bunt, but the ball doesn't even make it to the plate before bouncing. Hori pulls the bat back and takes ball one. Ah, that's what happened. Iwakuma, while making the pitch, fell down in the middle of his delivery, bouncing the ball home. Towel pitching coach, or towel trainer, maybe? Oh, Tao Kantoku goes out and talks to him. Iwakuma says he's okay, but that didn't look very good. He's going to take one pitch just to make sure that he's okay. He throws a practice pitch. He remains standing this time. So Iwakuma looks okay. I'd say Tao Kantoku better get somebody up in the bullpen for Rakuten. He has gone over 100 pitches this inning. Was he trying to abort the pitch? I'm not sure. That was very strange. Nonetheless, Iwakuma is on the mound. He's set. He throws to first. Kosaka back in head first. Kosaka takes his lead again. Iwakuma looks in to get his sign. Set. Looks at Kosaka. Delivers. Called strike one. That brings the count to one strike, one ball. Iwakuma looks okay. Fuji looks to be looking for a sign from the dugout. Relays the sign to Iwakuma, who looks at Kosaka, delivers the ball. Hori bunts the ball foul for strike two. Valentine scratches his head. So, with two strikes, that eliminates the bunt, hopefully. Hori stands in. Iwakuma has the sign. Goes set. Looks at Kosaka. The delivery is taken way low and away. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls. Iwakuma really taking his time up there on the mound. Doing a little bit of groundskeeping. Shakes off the next sign. Shakes off another sign. Says okay. Sets. And throws to first. Kosaka back in head first. Thank you. Iwakuma, set again. Looks at Kosaka, delivers with Kosaka running! But Hoodie lifts the ball up high toward center field. That'll give Kosaka plenty of time to get back to first. As Ida makes the catch. So we now have two out. That'll bring up first baseman Fukuda. Fukuda so far has grounded into a double play. Grounded out to first. And grounded out to second. The double play was a short. He stands in. Iwakuma set. Looks at first. Throws to first. Kosaka back in head first. If anybody tuned in has any questions or comments they'd like to make, I have a mail address just for the live games. It's live@markjapanesebaseball.com. The next pitch taken low and inside. Ball one. That's the first pitch to Fukuda. No strikes, one ball. Iwakuma looks in again, has a sign, set, looks a long time at Kosaka before delivering. The ball is grounded up to the middle, but played just right of the second base bag, back behind it by Takasu, who throws to first for the final out of the inning. Takasu has really done a great job there up the middle this afternoon. And the Marines got a base runner yet again, but were unable to bring him around. At the end of eight complete, the Eagles continue to lead the Marines 2-1. A quick recap of the scoring so far today. In the third inning, Sekigawa for the Eagles popped out to the third baseman for the first out, after which Takasu and Kawaguchi hit back-to-back doubles. Lopez then grounded out to second, moving the runner to third base, and Yamazaki hit a single to left to score Kawaguchi. And while Isobe was up after that, Yamazaki was picked off in between first and second. For Lotte, their lone run came in the seventh when Benny popped out to the catcher to lead off the inning. Pascucci singled to left, was hit to second on a ground out to second, and then scored when Satozaki hit a single and now Lopez is up and takes ball one. Then swings and misses at Shimizu's next offering for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Shimizu into the windup. The third offering is swung on and missed on an outside pitch. Lopez was trying to really reach for that one, but unable to get any wood on it. Number four batter set in the batter's box again. Shimizu's delivery, low and outside, this time taken by Lopez. 2-2. Shimizu has a sign. Into the windup. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, swinging. On an outside pitch. We have one out in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Yamazaki. Right-handed batter Yamazaki, responsible for that second RBI, knocked in second run of the game. He takes first pitch outside, ball one. Shimizu into the windup again, and the delivery is a one bounder, knocked down by Hashimoto, who came in to catch after Otsuka ran for Satozaki earlier. No strikes, two balls. Shimizu into the windup again. And the pitch is swung on and hit to the left side and past Imae, going into left field, going into the corner. Inoue is up with it, throws the ball back to the cutoff man who's cutting off third base, and Yamazaki has a stand-up double down the left base line. Yamazaki is going to be pinch run for Moritani. Goes into pinch run for the designated hitter. And Valentine Kantoku is taking a slow stroll out to the mound now. And we have a pitching change. Yamakita comes into pitch. Wow, Yamakita is so tall compared to Kosaka. Yamakita is 191 centimeters compared to Kosaka's 165. That's a huge difference between the two. Shimizu gets high fives coming back into the dugout. He did a very good job pitching this afternoon. just had that one really bad inning there in the third. It hasn't been announced yet, but Yoshioka is swinging a bat in the on-deck circle right now. So expect a pinch batter for Isobe. And Yoshioka is now announced. With the pinch runner Moritani at second, pinch hitter Yoshitani comes up to bat, hoping to get an insurance run. The first pitch by Yamakita is taken inside, ball one. The second pitch is hit, going deep to left. Inoue goes back to the warning track, makes the catch. Throws the ball in. The cutoff, the relay to third is not in time. So now we have two down and the runner at third base. Yoshioka at third base. Oh no. Moritani at third base. Valentine comes out. And Yamakita looks like he's done. Yamakita was only supposed to get Isobe. Instead, he got Yoshioka, who pinch hit for him, to fly out to left. The pinch runner, Moritani, moved to third on the fly out. Coming in on the bullpen car is number 46, Yamasaki. Yamasaki threw in 39 games last year, had no wins and 3 losses, and no saves. Basically, middle reliever. Had a 3.05 ERA, his best in a number of years. From 2000 to 2003, he was over 5. Going back to when he was with Hiroshima, He only had a better ERA in 1995 when he only threw in two games. Anyhow, he's finished with his warm-up pitches. Iwakuma comes out and starts warming up a little bit in front of the third base dugout. Sakai now up for Rakuten, and he swings and misses at Yamasaki's first pitch. Yamasaki's second pitch is swung on and hit to the right side over the first baseman and fair. No, foul. 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 Ooh. That was awful close. Looking at the replay, yes, it was foul. Okay. Sakai in the right-hand batter's box. The next pitch is swung on and hit to left field. Inoue goes back, looks at the ball. It's off the fence. He plays the ball off the wall. Throws the ball back. And I don't know, did the ball get away? Because Sakai stopped after turning around first. And then went on to second without a throw. I'm assuming that's a single and an error. Of course, Moritani scored on that base hit, bringing the Eagles up 3-1. Fuji stands into the batter's box now. The first pitch from Yamasaki is taken up and away, ball one, with runner at second base and two down. Yamasaki, set, looks at the runner at second, delivers to the plate. The ball's fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. We're in the top of the ninth inning. The Golden Eagles have a 3-1 lead over the Marines. Currently, there's one runner in, a runner at second, and two down. Fuji lines the ball into center field, and it bounces in front of Benny. Base hit! The throw comes in, but Sakai holds at third base. That puts runners at the corners with two down here in the top of the ninth inning. Rakuten leading 3-1. Looking for more insurance runs. Yamasaki remains on the mound. Number 9 batting Ida comes up to the plate. Ida so far has grounded out to third, grounded out to short, and popped out to left. The first pitch by Yamasaki is taken for strike one. Good pitch, just slightly up in the strike zone. Yamasaki is set. The delivery is swung on and hit to the right side. Fukuda gives chase, but that ball goes into the stands and out of play. Yamasaki set again. Catcher Hashimoto is setting up way outside, which is where Yamasaki delivers the ball. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Runners at the corners, two down. Top of the ninth. Eagles leading 3-1. Next pitch, one bounder. Hashimoto made a diving save to grab that ball, preventing a run there. That's ball two. Count goes even to 2-2. Runners stay where they are at first and third. Fifth pitch to Ida is swung on and fell back. Count remains 2-2 with two down. Yamasaki comes set. The delivery is taken inside, ball three. That brings the count full. Two strikes, three balls.
And two. Strike two, ball two. I mean, not ball two.
Shimizu is set. The delivery taken outside. Ball four. That loads the bases for the top of the order in Sekigawa. Yamasaki. Pitching coach goes out. Valentine Kantoku comes out of the dugout. Announces the next pitching change to the home plate umpire. We're still waiting to see who's coming out to pitch. Inoue, pitching coach, has the ball. The pitching car is coming out now. And it's Fujita. Fujita threw in 62 games last year. Very much middle reliever. He closed 12 of those games, but has a 1-win, 1-loss record. So he was pretty much a mop-up, or when the game was pretty much done last season. He had a 4.50 ERA last year, giving up 25 runs in 44 innings. And he'll be facing the top of the Eagles order in Sekigawa. Sekigawa has flied out to left, flied out to third, flied out to right, and grounded out to the pitcher so far. And he takes low and away, ball one, here in the ninth inning, with the bases loaded and two down. The second delivery is, he gets told at the swing. That's strike one. It was a good pitch anyway. It should have been called a strike even if he hadn't swung at that. The 1-1 pitch by Fujita is taken just outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Fujita is ready, sets, and delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Two and two. Sekigawa really wanted that one. That was a sweet pitch. Just slightly up in the strike zone. Fujita set again. The delivery is swung on and lifted to right field. Pascucci goes back at the wall, makes the catch and runs into the wall, keeping a hold of the ball as he rolls over. Pascucci throws the ball into the stands and the side is retired. The Marines had a big bases loaded pinch there and get out, giving up just one run, stranding three Eagles on base. Fujita came through there at the end of 8.5 innings. The Ducton Eagles lead the Chibolote Marines 3-1. Okay, we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Iwakuma and his Golden Eagles are leading 3-1 during Lotte's last chance. For the Chibolote Marines, it'll be Benny, Pascucci, and Franco. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters. So if anybody can produce 2 runs, these guys should be able to do it. The first pitch to Benny is taken inside for ball one from Iwakuma. Iwakuma into the windup. His second delivery is swung on and hit to left, but not very deep and just out of play. Lopez gave good chase, but the ball went into the stands. So the count goes to 1-1. Benny stands in again. Iwakuma into the windup, and the delivery is swung on and grounded to the left side, but right at shortstop Sakai, who throws on to first for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Pascucci. Pascucci has struck out twice and singled the left so far this game. Iwakuma into the windup. The delivery taken high and in. Ball one. The second pitch is taken just in the low part of the strike zone for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Iwakuma's third offering, taken on the outside corner, strike two. Lotte really needs to have a base runner as they trail by two here in the bottom of the ninth with one out and nobody on. Iwakuma into the windup, and the pitch is taken, just missing. Ball two. 2-2. Iwakuma into the windup. The delivery taken. Called strike three. That's the second out. Lotte is now down to their final out of this opening day game. Coming up to the plate is Franco. Iwakuma going for the complete game victory here on opening day. The pitch is swung on and lifted back behind home plate, but the catcher does not give chase as it goes over the back net and out of play.
So that's the red one?
We get ready again. Iwakuma, into the windup. The second delivery is taken on the outside corner for strike two.
Right to the call.
Ducton is one pitch away from their first victory ever. Iwakuma, into the windup. The pitch, taken up and away, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Iwakuma again. Into the windup. The herky-jerky motion. Swung on, grounded to the right side, but right to Takasu at second, who throws to first, and the ball game is over! Ducton Golden Eagles win this one! Win opening day! 3-1 over Chivalote Marines at Chiva Marines Stadium. And the Golden Eagles find themselves in first place! I'd like to thank those of you who tuned in live this afternoon, and I welcome any feedback you might have. I'm still getting used to this. I hope to get better as the season progresses. For feedback, you can either post to the forum or write me personally at live@markjapanesebaseball.com. I'd really like to know what you think of the live broadcasts, and any kind of constructive criticism you might have. I'm trying to get things organized. I've been keeping score on paper as the score went along, so that I kind of knew what happened before in the game without having to rely on my faulty memory. It took a while for Yahoo to come up and give me the lineups, so I wasn't very sure there at the beginning who was up and who was where. Also, I'm not familiar enough with a lot of the Pacific League players, as I've generally been mostly watching Central League, so I don't know many of the faces yet, like I know a lot of the Central League faces. But this face I recognize. This face is showing right now is Iwakuma, as he's interviewed for the hero interview. Hero of the game. This is a historic victory for the new ball club, the Tohoku Ducton Golden Eagles. This is a new team, and we want to do well, and everybody on the team is just wants to do well. I should not be a translator. Okay. Anyhow, again, the final score, Ducton Golden Eagles 3, Chivalote Marines 1. And again, I look forward to any feedback you may have. positive, negative, preferably constructive. And I'll try to implement as many things as I possibly can on my limited budget and with what I can do, essentially. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you tune in again on the next broadcast that I do, which I am planning on doing for the opening day for the Central League. Still not sure what game that'll be, though. So, until next time, this is Michael Westbay in Yokohama, Japan, having broadcast the game at Chiba Marine Stadium. So long!